Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, July 2nd. Governor Gretchen Whitmer is shutting down indoor bar service in much of lower Michigan to slow the spread of coronavirus. But as Steve Carmody reports, for some bar owners, it could be a permanent last call.
Scott Ellis is the executive director of the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association. He says the governor's order is devastating and could force 50% of bars in lower Michigan to close permanently.
My phone is blowing up of members from all over the state already, and I guarantee they're panicking. They can't survive. I had one tell me last week here in Mason, Michigan, if she shuts us down again, I'll never reopen. I can't do it.
The governor's order exempts bars in the Upper Peninsula and northern lower Michigan, as well as taverns where food sales make up more than 30% of receipts. I'm Steve Carmody.
Michigan's new auto insurance law took effect yesterday. Drivers still have to carry liability coverage, but now can choose how much medical coverage to buy. Before now, state law required insurers to provide unlimited medical benefits if someone was injured in a crash. State Senator Adam Olea is a Detroit Democrat who voted for the change. He says Michigan's law was unique in the nation and that his city has some of the most expensive auto insurance rates in the nation.
And for too many people in my district, the only choice they had was spend way more than they could actually afford on auto insurance or not have it and drive illegally. And that's not something that was available in the auto insurance market. It was the number one issue when I was out knocking doors.
Opponents of the new law say it will force some catastrophically injured victims to burn through their savings to get the care that they need. Legislation moving through the state legislature would make absentee voter fraud a felony. Vote-by-mail fraud is already illegal, but it is currently only a misdemeanor. Republican State Senator Kevin Daley introduced the bill. He says it would add teeth to the law as absentee voting increases and would help dissuade fraudsters.
If they know they're really going to get in deep trouble, hopefully it will discourage them from trying that.
A spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office said that it is in support of the legislation, but they noted there has only been one case of vote-by-mail fraud in Michigan over the last 8 years. The legislation was approved by the state Senate and is now awaiting action by the state House. Lansing police will no longer stop drivers for non-public safety violations. The new policy means drivers will not be pulled over for defective equipment issues. Those include broken taillights and windshields and loud exhaust noises. Mayor Andy Shore says the initiative is a response to claims of bias by the police.
We have others who have said that this is a tremendous concern within the black community, within the Latino community, with other communities, that that there is an implicit bias and they get pulled over, and we're saying we're not going to do that.
Police Chief Daryl Green says nearly 15% of traffic stops in Lansing this year were for secondary violations. He did not specify how many drivers were persons of color. An Ingham County judge ruled yesterday that a restraining order will remain in place against Enbridge Energy. The order does not make a determination on the Attorney General's request for a preliminary injunction against the company, but it does prohibit the eastern leg of the Line 5 pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac from resuming operations. That leg of the pipeline was damaged sometime earlier this year or last year. That damage was announced last week. Enbridge will be allowed to restart the western leg of Line 5 in order to conduct safety testing. After the testing concludes, the company can resume normal operation subject to the results of those tests. David Holtz is with the environmental group Oil and Water Don't Mix, which advocates for shutting down the pipeline. He says the order avoids one of the broader questions around the case, whether the state has the right to regulate the pipeline at all.
He sort of kicked the can down the road on that, but I think we're going to probably see where he lands on that when he issues his final order.
The order keeps the eastern leg of the line closed, pending both a final court ruling and a determination from federal regulators about the pipeline's safety. In a written statement, a spokesperson for Enbridge said the company remains willing to work with the state to address concerns about the safety of Line 5 and its ultimate replacement with a tunnel. Michigan environmental officials yesterday announced $2.5 million in funding to help municipal airports test for PFAS chemicals, Ben Thorpe reports.
PFAS, or perfluoral alkyl substances, are a family of chemicals linked to cancer and found in firefighting foams at airports across the state. Scott Dean is with the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy. He says in some cases there is contamination near airports, and the funding will help test those airports for hotspots.
We're currently in the midst of a PFAS investigation in the village of Pelston, which is very close. In fact, it's adjacent to the Pelston Regional Airport. They're also a grant recipient.
Other airports receiving grant funding include the Delta County Airport and Cherry Capital Airport in Traverse City. Dean says there is still roughly $1.5 million in grant funding available for airports interested in testing. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
And that is your morning news roundup for Thursday, July 2nd, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thanks for your company today, and we'll talk again tomorrow.